So I think you know the story, but we're going to tell the story so everybody can hear. Does anybody know what a felt board is? You do. These guys don't, probably. So this story takes place a long time ago, over 2,000 years ago. That's a long time. In a place quite a long ways away, and it didn't feel like tonight. It wasn't cold and snowy. It was probably more like a desert and hot. But there were two people who lived in a little town, and it was called, anybody know where they lived? Nazareth. And what are the two very special people who lived in Nazareth? Anybody know? Yep. There's Mary. And Joseph lived in a little town called Nazareth. Now, one day or night, we don't know when, Mary and Joseph lived, it was a very small town, so they knew each other, but they were engaged to be married when one day or one evening, somebody came and spoke to Mary. Who was it? Anybody know? An angel. What do angels look like anyway? Anybody know? Eleanor. Large white feathered wings with perfect skin. Could an angel look like this? Yes. We don't actually know what angels look like, but we do know that when they show up to talk to somebody, people are afraid of them. Go figure, eh? Anyway, this angel shows up to Mary and says, "Mary." Of course, Mary jumped. And the angel said, "Mary, don't be afraid. I came to speak to you on God's behalf. And what I came to tell you is that you are going to have a baby. And you are going to name that baby Jesus. And he will be for all people, to help all people." And Mary said, "I don't think so." And the angel said, "Yes, it's true. God's going to be the father." And Mary said, "Okay, I belong to God, so whatever God says, I guess I'm going to do." So the angel leaves, and Mary tells Joseph, and Joseph says, "I don't think so." And she says, "Yes, it's true." And so it was that she was going to have a baby, and she and Joseph did get married, after Joseph thought about it for a minute. And later on, when she was about to have the baby, a king says, "You have to travel to your hometown so that you can be counted." We're still counted today. It's called a census, and that's what it was called then, a census. So they had to go to their hometown to be counted. Now, Joseph's hometown happened to be a long ways away. It happened to be, do you know the town? Bethlehem, that he had to go to. It was about a week's walk. How do you think they got there? What do you think? Maybe they rode something? Like a donkey? And maybe they took a cart? Whatever. It took them a long time to get to Bethlehem. Walking, going on a donkey. Whoops, going on a cart, going on the donkey, walking, whatever they needed to do to get to Bethlehem. And as they got closer and closer to Bethlehem, they found out it was very, 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 very crowded there. And so they went looking for a place to live, or a place to stay while they were there. Was there any place for them to stay? No place for them to stay. There was no hotels, no inns, no houses, no anything. Where did they end up going to?
Stable.
A stable. They went to a stable. I'm losing my felts here. They found a stable. What do you find in a stable? Yes, you find some animals. You might find some cows or some pigs or some sheep. Probably not pigs, but all kinds of things. And while they were there, Guess what? The baby was born. And they put him in a manger. What's a manger? Do you know? Yes, a basket, a crate, something that you feed animals out of. And there the baby was born. And in the meantime, a star had shown up in the sky and was leading people to the star. Even before Mary was told she was going to have a baby, the star showed up. That's another part of the story. But there were, out in the fields, do you know? Shepherds. What do they look after? Sheep. Shepherds look after sheep. There they are. So they were out looking after the sheep when along came, not quite yet, angels. And guess what? Guess how the shepherds responded? They were scared because we get scared when angels show up. I don't know why either, but they came and they started singing and they said, "For unto you this night will be born in the city of Bethlehem a baby who will be called Christ, and he will be for all people." That's right. It's the baby Jesus. And once the angels had disappeared again, what did the shepherds do? They did. They went to Bethlehem. And they worshipped. They worshipped the baby. And Mary and Joseph were surprised that these special people would show up. Right? So they worshipped. And then they left again. And now we have the star. Who did the star lead? The wise men. The wise men came and followed the star from the east to the west. They saw the star over the stable, and they followed the star to where Mary and Joseph and the baby Jesus was. What did they ride on? Camels. And it took them a long time to get there, almost 2 years. The baby was older then. And when they got there, what did they give him? Gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. What, you know what gold is? What are frankincense and myrrh? Essential oils. They actually are essential oils, and I brought some tonight. Does anybody know what they smell like? Frankincense and myrrh? They come from trees, and they're used in medicine and in rituals. And this is frankincense?
I know they're expensive.
But you can pass that down, Opal. And this is myrrh. And they were very, very expensive in that day and used very sparingly. Strong, eh? If anybody wants to smell frankincense and myrrh later, you can come up. And so they worshiped the baby who was going to be a king, and they gave him his gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh, and then they went back to their homes a different way. And the sheep and the shepherds stayed out in the field. This is the story we still tell today. And this is why we come to church on Christmas Eve. And this is why we actually celebrate Christmas. It's not about the gifts, right? It's about Jesus' birthday. It's about Jesus' birthday. That's what it's for. And so we tell the story every year to remind people that this is a birthday celebration for Jesus. We still follow him today. Now I have a picture of a manger for everybody. So take one. Pearl, can you hand those out? And Eleanor, can you hand these out? And there are stickers that go on these pictures of the manger. And tomorrow, maybe you can tell the story again to whoever you see. And any other kids who want one, they can get one after as well. Oh, you got two? Yeah. Okay, great. Oh, yep. You're welcome. Okay. Don't forget the story tomorrow, because this is why we celebrate Christmas. You can go back to your seats. It is in Jesus that we find our hope at this Christmas season, and we recognize in Jesus the face of God. That's why we celebrate Christmas. And we have grown to love this story. The challenge for us today is where we see God at work in the world these days. Where is God at work? So I thought we'd have a little conversation. Where have you recognized God at work in the world over this past year? Where have you seen God at work? Catherine, your grandchildren, yeah. Where have we seen God at work? In the donations that have been given, yeah, to food bank, all kinds. I think this is the best thing about Christmas, is the donations, the generosity of people who give to different causes. I'll tell you where I saw God at work recently. The kids in the Sunday school here did a little craft sale and bake sale, and they raised over $350 to go to the food bank. And there was such delight there. And I just see God at work in those ways. Where do we see God at work in the world? Pardon? In the clouds? I see all kinds of things in the stars and the clouds, don't you? Yeah. I see God's beautiful creation there. Absolutely. In places like this that accept queer people. That's important. Hi. Hi. Tamara. Yes, seeds germinating. This is a mystery and a miracle, I think. It's beautiful. Snow angels who clean sidewalks. People who put on lunches for folks at church. Where do we see God at work? Small ways or large ways? Hiking in nature, hiking in the mountains, you bet. Yeah. In this little one I see back here, we see God. Unexpected kindness. Absolutely. Yeah. There's so much beauty in the world, and we forget that sometimes. And on evenings like this, when we come and we hear this story again and we see in the face of a baby, somehow that reminds us of God. We know that there is beauty in the world despite what is going on. Let's sing our next song, Away in a Manger.